News in brief. A new study shows that job discrimination against Palestinians continues to rise in the Israeli-occupied territories. The study by the Bank of Israel says the unemployment rate among Arabs is twice that of Jews. The situation is even worse for Palestinian women. The Syrian government says its representatives will take part in the second round of peace talks in Geneva, which is due on the 10th of February. The negotiations are aimed at ending the Syrian conflict through political means. The foreign-backed opposition has already confirmed its readiness to participate in the fresh talks. Deadly violence continues to hit Iraq. At least 9 people have been killed in a blast in the central province of Salahuddin. The explosion also left dozens of others hurt. Official figures show over 1,000 people lost their lives across Iraq in similar attacks last month. Ukraine is warning about the threat of radicalized groups in the country. Interior Minister Vitaly Zakharchenko says the government has obtained information showing that extremist groups are preparing for a terror attack. He added that right-wing groups want to disturb peace and will do anything to achieve that. The UK government is under pressure for its handling of severe flooding in the country. The government has held an emergency meeting to discuss the crisis. The unprecedented flooding has submerged vast areas of Britain. Southwest England has been hit the hardest, with many homes still flooded there. Some 55,000 homes are without power in France's north and northwest due to a severe storm there. Power companies say the most affected regions are the Pays de la Loire and Normandy. They've promised to restore electricity by evening. South Korean president has warned the North against breaking its promise of hosting a reunion for families split by the Korean War decades ago. Park Geun-hye made the remarks a day after Pyongyang said it would have to reconsider its commitment to the reunion event over Seoul-Washington military drills. And a new report says the United States is temporarily wavering sanctions on Iran's state broadcaster. The Associated Press has quoted a senior U.S. administration official as saying that the six-month waiver allows non-American companies to give satellite services to the IRIB without being exposed to U.S. sanctions.